This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We have our military intelligence CIA, not CIA, but military intelligence MD doctor, who was the whistleblower and got rendition and brain damage and got a stroke, recovered a few years ago, and he wrote his book called Midnight in Samara, getting massive audience at various sources, including in Europe and also National Public Radio. By the way, I forgot to ask you to get the contact, because rather than them waiting until they contact me, how about if I got the number and contact them? And scare the, as they say, the whatever out of them by saying, hey, would you like to talk to Dr. Deagle and get some insight as to not only the origins of the virus, but what it does biochemically, and how lethal or non-lethal it is, and how infective it is. And it turns out their projections were distantly off. The virus is very deadly if you get it. But usually it's in people that have mitochondrial dysfunction, nutritional deficiency, and of course are exposed in downtown areas to oxidizing agents like platinum, which is another risk factor. 5G network, like 5G network in Wuhan, which is 130,000 antennas for 60 gigahertz. And lack of zinc, lack of vitamin D. People that are black, 80% have low vitamin D. Low levels of zinc and other antioxidants like manganese, copper, and zinc, necessary to maintain SOD1. Low levels of other antioxidants like polyphenols in their diet, and the tendency to eat genetically modified foods that are depleted of all virtually valuable nutrient. They look like food, taste like food, but they're basically the food of Armageddon. How's that? So when you look at the environment, the terrain of our population is obscene, which is why they're knocking off the sick, elderly, and the malnutritioned, which is a large segment of even the younger population. In fact, we're seeing younger people are getting strokes because they're getting endothelial damage caused by they have ACE2 receptor attack and free radical damage causing microclots. And in fact, a lot of the people that died at home didn't die of what's like ARDS typically. They died of stroke. They had the COVID virus in New York City and they died of stroke. So, number one, it's not as infective as people think. Number two, it spreads farther than you think, which means the idea of having 6 feet distance is stupid. But you should be wearing a NIOSH mask and should be having a visor to protect your eyes. But there's no need for distancing. That's foolishness. But we should have done like the Swedish, locked down completely with hazmat suits all our seniors and people that are at high risk, and let the regular population take lots of nutraceuticals and protect themselves. And then, of course, they took my first line defense kit, which I'm recommending you and everybody else take it. Our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Alisomen, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, to strip off the capsule of the virus, not taking stupid things like remdesivir, which this Yahoo, this hyena-laughing, idiot, squinty-eyed Yahoo, Mr. Midget Man, Dr. Fakey, they're smirking while the study comes out and makes a very minimal so-called improvement in the status of people from 15 to 11 days in ICU. And the mortality rate drops like 2 or 3%, which is not statistically significant. And he's all happy about it. I'm thinking, ka-ching, ka-ching, and here their cash register, $1,000 a week. And people aren't going to stay on this drug like any antiviral. It's probably got horrifying side effects if you're on 2 or 3 weeks. They might save somebody that's terminal. But you know what? If they give some vitamin D and zinc, a lot of them wouldn't need an RNA polymerase inhibitor, toxic drug, expensive as hell. It costs $3,000 a month, okay? And no doctor or nurse in high risk is going to be taking this damn drug. It's just, you take it as a rescue thing if you're really, really sick and you're really, really rich in hospital. How's that?
Well, I would say that the respiratory issue, the neurological issue, and the coronary issue.
It's all the same. It's different aspects of the same thing. It's just showing up in different tissues. I mean, that's why a stroke, you know, encephalitis, loss of smell and taste, which is very common even in mild cases, don't even get fever. People have to realize, I think when it is what am I more concerned about, the stealth infections. Like young people say, hey, I don't have a taste anymore. That means it's eating away at your brain. It's, I call, part of what's called the zombie apocalypse. In other words, it literally is going to turn some of our population into zombies. And you had a real crazy thing you told me. They're going to spray the Middle East to calm down all the terrorists in the Middle East. And how did you get to hear that announcement? What happened there?
All the jihadis. Well, I'm still waiting for it to come out because, you know, the few inquiries I've made today, when I heard about this insanity last night from Washington. Got a call from Washington, said they're not going to believe this, Greg.
Is this an intel agent or a news guy? Who was it?
Okay, this was one of the he was one of the financial analysts for Bloomberg.
Okay. Are you kidding?
Yes, right. But he said, you're not going to believe this. He knew I was in the business. I've been in the business, as I call it, the white collar trades. But the thing is, he said, this is insanity. Where a doctor from the CDC makes the announcement and says that they have a spray that they're like chemtrails. Okay, just like chemtrails. Whatever happened to chemtrails anyway? But the thing is, they're going to start flying over people in the Middle East, spraying them so they can control, first of all, they can control them, okay, with auto-suggestion and so forth. But secondly, they're going to be spraying them to affect the forward lobes of the brain.
I know exactly what it is. Let me give it to you, the science. DARPA, I saw the DARPA's discussion had sent to me classified 12 years ago. Okay. And it blocks what's called the N-methyl D-aspartate. They also have a vaccine. They call it the Funvax. You ever heard of the Funvax before?
No, only from you.
Yeah, the Funvax actually is a vaccine that actually blocks your ability to look for higher power or God. It literally takes away the God reflex inside your brain, but it also makes you very compliant. So it basically turns you into a human cyborg. Now, if you don't think they got other stuff packed in their damn vaccine, whether or not it's this kind of crap that they're going to spray over these people, or I've even heard they're planning on putting nanobots in there, which is really screwy. And these nanobots are smart dust that acts as an interface with 5G and 6G networks. So if you got smart dust inside you, they can interface directly with your DNA and your cortex and your thought pattern and even the amygdala, the reptilian brain, or your frontal cortex. And their eventual idea is to be able to, like this movie, miniseries on I think it's on Amazon, it's called Amazon Vimeo, and it's called The Feed, where they can actually let you sleep with somebody 1,000 miles away. So you have to understand, these people have with satanic wet dreams to be omniscient like God, and they're not God, okay? This is Lucifer having one of his little satanic fits, trying to ape God because he's the most intelligent creature in the universe, and he went off wrong. And because he decided to take a third of the angels in heaven, what he did is God had to punish him. And basically, his ultimate punishment is not only being cast to the third heaven, which means he doesn't exist in eternity anymore. There's an end to his temporal existence as well. And even if he's been around trillions of years, the bugger is going to die, okay? And we have to understand this. The battle on earth is one of his final battles before he meets his maker, which means he's going to be destroyed. Because God is the creator, and God is also the destroyer. He's the ultimate dreamer. If he stops dreaming about you in eternity, you cease to exist. How's that?
That's rather three-dimensional, if I were to suggest something.
Right. Now, so what I'm saying here now is these maniacs actually want to cyborgize the human race. And that's why if you actually read Agenda 2030, they were talking about, and then you see Bill Gates and his father who set up Planned on Parenthood. He says over and over again since the TED Conference of 2015 and afterward, his primary goal in these vaccines is to, number one, sterilize the population and cause population reduction. It's also to chip everybody so that everybody will be chipped and tracked. And it can be all kinds of chips, like it says in the Bible. It can be a chip in your cell phone, like in South Korea or Japan or China. If you don't have a cell phone, damn it, you can't go into a building, can't get your prescription filled or see a doctor, you can't get on a train or plane or do even get a job. Your cell phone is your mark of the beast. It's in your right or left hand. People don't realize it can be a tattoo, like one of the companies that Bill Gates owns makes this, you know, the biometric tattoo that can be seen by digitally by a digital scanner. And you have to understand once they tie this to your biometrics, your bone biometrics can be scanned up to 500 meters away by a tower, even on the freeway. Did you know when they put you through one of these terahertz scanners at the airport, they're recording all your terahertz of your bone scan, and they can make a signature and tell you if you're going down the freeway, if you're in the right side back seat. Then who you are based on your tetramer bone scan of your bones based on an airport scan you had for security. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that, and actually that's been around for much longer than they want the public to know.
Right, and of course the ones that require the closest thing are an iris or a retinal scan. Before, when I went through 26 years ago through the retinal scanner battery, which is 26 scanners at Schriever Air Force Base before we went underground 2 miles, and they had to hold the sidewalls of the elevator because it was padded. They say, hey, if you're going to come off the floor, Deagle and Ogrodnik, you know, the two doctors we brought down there with us. Oh, gee. And people say, Dr. Deagle, I don't believe you. I say, you know what? You go to hell. You just go straight to freaking hell because, you know, my life experience does not open your damned opinion. They're not pleasant, and they're certainly something I wouldn't believe if somebody told me, but I did them, okay? Now, you have to understand, when we weave all these things together now, we have a situation now where the maniacs are loose, you know. As they say, the nut house is loose with the nuts running the nut house. How's that? And we got Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, I call him. Dr. Bill Gates, his MD stands for Megadeth. We got Dr. Birx, he's got a brick for a brain. We've got the people, that, and Trump is there, hey, putting his name on the checks, you know, narcissistically. Listen, Trump, fire all these bastards, get some people to have some sense, open up the economy. Get Dr. Deagle's
new powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I like it's called Sarah Bareilles' song, I Want to See You Be Brave, because I asked you on the break, and I'm going to say it publicly. I want Dr. Ford to give me some numbers of the people who are interviewing him. I mean, he's really good. You're stirring up a lot of stuff. You're like, stirring the pot with all that amazing book, you know. If you haven't read it yet, people, read this freaking book. He's like unveiled the giant cauldron of demonic evil going on, of bioweapons and American commercial and scientific, technical, and university, and every one of our agencies involved directly creating these weapons. We want to blame the poor communist Chinese. Yes, they're evil bastards, but guess what? So are we. You know what they say when you're pointing at somebody that's bad? You have a thumb and three other fingers pointing back at yourself. Which I think is kind of funny, right? And you have to understand, we also have to have an attitude of, this is the final battle. If you think all just being passive or trying to protect your sources, the people you're talking to, oh, like I mentioned on the break here, that, well, they already know about you, so I don't want to give you the number. It's like, excuse me, you got to give me the number because I want to set up an informational bomb under their butt so they actually start finally reacting. For example, finally, they're moving inch by inch now with, say, Flynn and how the FBI pulled off their stuff. Why are none of these bastards in prison? Why is Fauci and Burks and all these other people still recommending shutting down the economy? We can't even go another month. 60%, I heard this now, these are facts, of Americans by this tomorrow can't buy groceries. 60%. All right? Now, if you think that we're going to go on long this long before you get a violent, hungry revolution by the public, and that means Trump or you or anybody, including Special Forces or Delta, are going to be able to control hungry millions of people, you're out of their freaking mind. And if you think, General, that Mr. Biden, who very likely, I'm going to tell you right now, the way Trump is going, if he doesn't get advice from people like me and my cohorts, like you, he's going to screw up and we're going to get sock puppet president and the Wicked Witch of the West is in the scenes. We're just waiting to hover. I mean, it wouldn't at all surprise me if he appoints Hillary Clinton to be his vice presidential candidate. She's got a lot of twisted people out there in our public that support Hillary. Okay? And if you look at all these other ones, this one, this black lady in Georgia, she's twisted, man. She really is twisted. And this one up here, this half-wit in Michigan, I mean, she thinks she's a candidate, right at the top of the list there. And she's done such tyrannical things. If you're out of state, you can go to your cabin in Michigan. But if you're in state, you're not going to your own cabin. You can't take your boat on the lake. There's no virus out in the middle of the lake. There's only fish. But no way, you're not going to take your boat from your cabin to your freaking water by yourself out in the water. I mean, is that weird or what? This is totalitarian mind control BS, right?
Certainly.
Yeah. So I'm challenging on air. I want you to cough up the contacts of these characters because they're really interested in you. But guess what? I've been doing this now since the mid-90s, with Clear Channel, but since 1999. And I've been working on Genesis Network 16 years, Republic Radio and Ransom Network and elsewhere. Videos on YouTube and other ones. I just was terminated a month ago on my Vimeo YouTube live stream channel by the bastards and by Acast, which used to be Pippa. Because I did something to tick them off. You know what? I've said things that are medically valid. They have no freaking reason. They wouldn't say what I violated, but I did something to upset them. It's like, this is like having a totalitarian overlord that thinks that the people are not going to revolt against him or that he's going to survive the revolt. Our politicians that try to be totalitarian freakouts think by the fall or the summer they're going to survive if they have a hungry population going crazy. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see Americans killing Americans. I don't want to see people using guns. I'd rather they're non-lethal at the worst. But I want to make sure we have nobody. I heard about these stupid loans, too. You know what they're saying? And my wife told me this yesterday. Most you can get is $10,000. It has to be for salaries. And if you go over that, you got to pay it back. I'm thinking, we already got people teetering on bankruptcy. Do you think restaurants and small businesses are going to survive this? Of course not. They want economic catastrophe. And then the environmental maniacs, United Nations and these environmental people say, that's good. We'll end the Industrial Revolution. We'll save the planet by reducing pollution by getting rid of all of these pesky oxygen, carbon dioxide-generating beasts called humans. They want a massive, not only a pandemic, they want to start, if they can't kill us with a virus, they'll kill us by beheading or some other means like spraying us with something. And people say, oh, no. I say, you know what? You're a moron, and you're going to die stupid, too. So I'm asking you again, on air, I need the context, because what I need to find out, in fact, I even did this with other, when I talked to the people here at Genesis, I want other co-hosts to come on my show. Joel Wallach wants to come on, but of course I don't want to push his nutraceuticals, which are garbage compared to mine. But I want to discuss things, because I tell people they have to believe like me, but if they have a dialogue with me, I will be able to bend their logic and change their worldview so they understand that if they think they understood an issue before they dealt with Deagle, afterward they do understand it. And it may not be pleasant either. Because I want to make sure I save people with the truth, not lies, and I don't try to make people like me, including you, by getting to the truth, which can hurt, because extracting a bullet or bursting an abscess is going to be painful, isn't it? Including an intellectual one. Okay, so I'm asking you on air, whether you know, I want you to think about this, to cough up the numbers so I can talk to these guys. You may say, well, they already know about you, Deagle. I said, good. That means they've got an advance warning that they're going to have the Deagle bomb aimed at them. I'm going to ask some questions. In fact, my Norwegian ancestors, I'm going to axe them. Axe you with my Norwegian war axe. I'm going to ask them some questions. What do you think? Is that funny or what?
That is hysterical. But what
right.
I'm thinking...
And people say, well, I'm going to offend my people. I said, they need to be offended. We're in a time where the human race is a tragedy. In fact, I got an intelligence report today. Yesterday, I looked at it. This virus may precipitate the greatest depression in human history. The Black Death is a party animal compared to this. The 1918-1929 crash, this is nothing compared to what this could do to us. Just from the stupid lockdown from these morons, isn't it?
Yeah, as I keep saying, all the environmental issues and the assaults that we are facing that no one will deal with because of the special interests that are...
Let me explain. It's not special. Let me explain. I want to back up a bit. And that's why I don't believe in communication. I believe in shockucation. You got to change people's worldview. Every prophet in ancient times, and I'm a prophet, basically doesn't was Mr. Nice Guy, including Jesus, by the way, when he ticked off the rabbis and so on. He said things that got him killed. You got to say things that make people's worldview change, not just entertain with really bizarre facts that are really ugly, but you got to scare them enough that they actually start saying, you know what I believed before, if I continue believing it, I'm going to suffer first and then I'm going to die. And when it forces them to change their worldview, because you know what I see? A population that thinks if they hide like a turtle, they go, turtle, turtle, pull their head in, they're going to be, if I just keep my head in my shell and shut up, I'm okay, but don't tell people the number, or I don't talk to my friends or lawyers, or I don't talk to other people inside the government. But, you know, turtle, turtle times are over soon. You know why? At some point, you cross the red line and realize if I continue believing stupid ideas or suicidally bad ideas, I'm going to eventually going to say, you know what, it's time for you to submit to your vaccine. And you find out your friend who got the vaccine last week, he's dying in the ICU. Or he's now a cyborg because it literally turned his brain to mush, intellectually. And people say, Deagle, you're making that up. I said, I wish I was, just to make you laugh, but it's not, it's real. So if you don't listen to me out there, people, I'm not going to say God help you because he's helping you right now with me. And believe me, I put in a great physical, emotional, and spiritual danger to do this for decades. This is not a party, people. I'm not doing this to get you like him. I'm going to save your sorry physical, geopolitical, and spiritual carcass. How's that?
Get healthy.
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City.
Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. President Trump meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House. The president saying the United States will come back stronger than ever. You're listening to USA Radio News. Since the pandemic began, Maryland's governor has become one of the most recognizable governors in America. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains,
Maryland Matters reports Governor Larry Hogan's been on one or more of the Sunday Network TV news shows for six of the last 8 weeks, and overall he's made 22 appearances on national programs since the outbreak began, one of his most recent being last night's Daily Show on Comedy Central hosted by Trevor Noah.
Where does Maryland stand right now?
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little bit behind where New York and some of the other places are, but we're not nearly as bad, but we're still on the rise. We've just...
It's been fueling speculation that Hogan may be laying the groundwork for an eventual run for U.S. Senate in the future. Some say maybe even the White House. Hogan does chair the National Association of Governors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana visiting a General Motors plant that's making ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, now that I've been a little shockucation on you, Doctor, and I know you're a tough bugger, I want you to kind of respond to my statements here, you, because... You know, there isn't anybody tougher than me. You know, Alex thinks he's tough, and Mike Adams, all these other people. Ain't nobody tougher than Deagle. You know why? I've been resurrected from the dead multiple times. I had one idiot the other night says, you know, I met the Pindar, and then he started making stupid comments and said, yeah, sure you did. Have a private conversation with me, idiot. My life is not pleasant, what I've gone through, and it's not for my purposes, it's for your purposes out there, people. And let me tell you, my days, weeks, and months of the year are numbered. I can't tell you any more days I'm going to have before I'm gone. I'm healthy now because I take tons of nutraceuticals. But you know what? I'm going to have two guys show up my door in 10 minutes, and they might say, you know what? We finally got orders to shut you up permanently, Deagle. But you know what? My words are going to still register. People are going to have recordings of it and things like that. 100, 500,000 years from now, even in a distant star system, they're going to remember, you know, it was a crazy bugger by the name of Dr. Bill Deagle who interviewed people and they didn't respect him or even honor the words and the danger he's putting himself in to bring the truth to the people. And so millions of people died and eventually they closed down the entire economy. It collapsed and then they had an EMP and then a thermonuclear biological chemical war. It's all going to happen. Boom, 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 boom. And if you think most of the humans alive now are going to be alive in, say, future decades, the rate things are going, of course not. 7.8 billion people? Come on now. With the globalists, with Bill Gates and the maniacs around him have their way, there won't be many of us left to say a decade or so from now. Not many. What do you think?
Well, I think that, first of all, as long as Hillary Clinton is around, there is a very big question about how much nuclear data and technology was transferred to China. All right? And that the whole situation is something like
I know that. I know exactly what was transferred. Do you want to know it?
Well, you can ask.
Do you want me to give you a short list? I'll give you a short list of exactly what was transferred. Okay, let me give you the list right now because I have a photographic memory. Number one, we transferred to what's called Lockheed Martin and Sputnik in London in the late 90s under Bill Clinton. Technology for supercomputers, but it wasn't a really good stuff or cray-ray stuff. It wasn't, okay? They thought they had it. Number two, we transferred micro-nuke technology and drone technology to the Chinese, and we allowed them to access not only domestic microchips with other companies, and we allowed them to take our mineral resources not only in our country, but in our so-called allies, including allies here in North America and elsewhere, like in Africa and so on, so they get control of mineral resources. Right now, they built 500,000 warehouses in the last 25 years in China, and they have warehouses of all the strategic minerals on the planet. They control over 83% of all the strategic minerals, and that's nuts. Why do we do it? Because we're suicidally stupid. Then the last thing they did is they won't accept our GMO foods, but they got contracts to 99-year leases to have food shipped in from other countries. And their nastiest thing confronted for years, the last 3 years, that's why he won't come back on the show, is Harley Schlanger. Their stupid Belt and Road program, which is takeover nations by making them go through debt to their eyeballs and taking them over their ports and setting up railways for them like Nigeria. If you look at Nigeria and their oil thing, they got contracts where they have to get so many barrels of oil per day and they buy it at a premium rate and they don't even actually, the building materials they bring in from China, they don't even build them in Nigeria. They screw over every nation they touch, okay? And our globalists are working directly with them, which is why these fat cat, I call Congress critters and Senate critters, they're not people, they're critters. They're actually so corrupt, and that includes people like, you know, even the head of Mr., the head of the Senate, the Republican head of the Senate, his wife is directly tied to the Communist Chinese. Do you know that? So is the head of the Senate right here in California, right? These people, and all these business people are making backdoor deals. It's disgusting. And people don't realize, we got these 1,000 talents programs and these Chinese things with all our universities, 500,000 Chinese students, bumping out Canadians or Americans or Brits that want to come here. And they pour tons of money in so that these students will then steal the technology and bring it back to China because you can't invent things in China or you go to a Laodai camp and get tissue typed. All right? So, thank people's spiritual, geopolitical suicide, and fat cats getting fatter as they're heading toward Armageddon. How's that?
I think you've got the right direction, Bill. Thank you.
I know exactly what's going on. I know the exact list of equipment. You know what? The Chinese are so delusional, and this happened about 7 years ago. You know about the superquake that happened in Western China about 7 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, do you know what caused it?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, I'm going to tell you, because we have space-based weapons that are based on the system out of Alaska, you know. Remember that Alaskan antenna system? And that space-based system, we inserted thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum in the upper atmosphere, and I took care of the pilots and the Hercules aircraft actually putting it up in the atmosphere. So I was there, doctor in Aurora, Colorado, while the buggers were doing it. And one of my guys came straight when he was coming back, when their Hercules came back from Afghanistan. This is years ago, by the way. Remember, we're talking about the mid-90s. And there was so much heroin in the damn Hercules, when he found out, he thought they were going to kill him because he's one of the Black Op pilots that took care of the Black Op technology equipment. And he wanted to see me after hours. I said, okay, I'll see you. He came in and he was in a panic. I said, this is a tough guy, but he's like, they're going to come, they're going to come, they're going to come. And guess what? 3 days later, they did. They killed him. After he talked to Deagle. So you got to have an attitude, you're not going to survive this. They wonder, why didn't they kill me? Because a lot of people inside the intel agencies and military are going to go ape crazy if they killed Eagle. There's a lot of people who are going to cross that red line and go nuts. And a lot of their senior officers and military people or government people are going to die really quick if they killed Eagle. Do you know that? You got to know, there's a lot of people that are right near that little red line and they're saying, we know this son of a bitch, Eagle, because I get contacts afterward by NSA, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, etc., that contact me after my show and say, go, Deagle, go. I had one guy 2.5 years ago transferred me all the original photo ops for the birth certificate for Barack Obama, right from the NSA. He said, we've been listening to you for years, Deagle. He laughed so hard, I thought he was going to have a hernia on the phone. The NSA agent. He transferred everything to me. So, Deagle's not just a little nut out here, like, oh, well, he's just Deagle. He's got narcissistic egomaniac. No, you got to understand who I am. I'm like a guided spiritual intellectual missile. Okay, I'm not exactly normal in any way. If you think I'm just normal or I'm just a nut, you're wrong. I'm fearless and fierce, and I'm not afraid to die. How's that? That's a dangerous thing to people that are bad, isn't it?
Boy, it is. Well,
yeah. Scares the crap out of them because they say, well, geez, if we kill him, he might be, you know, they say in the pirates, dead men tell no lies. If I die, a lot of my stuff that's been embedded all over the world is going to come out. And a lot of people are going to bite it.
Well, thank you, Bill, by the way, for having me.
So I want you to know, if those people know me in NPR and over in Europe and elsewhere, they need to contact me because we only have months and years away. Like this idiot Fauci and these other morons who wanted to delay for another year or so. We got days. We have 60% of Americans who don't have a paycheck or money to buy groceries in one day.
In one day.
And if you think next month, if you think in the month of June, that the population is going to starve to death and just put up with anybody, including Trump, by the way, not firing Fauci and these other maniacs. Trump, you need to get with it, boy. We're praying for if I can get in touch with you, I can be your Samuel Counsel. I'll make you the best president the world's ever seen, right since King David. But if you don't listen and you keep these knuckleheads and evil bastards around you, they're going to bring you down in the sock puppet. Joe Biden, he cursed the having a drudge. I'm not going to effing lose the election to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a pre-demented sock puppet. He's not a person. He was a person years ago. He's not one now. He's a sock puppet for the devil. And the other Democrats know this. That's why they're laughing their head off, like Stacey Abrams and others. They think, ha, 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 he'll be president. Yeah, likely. Including Hillary's, you know, just hovering, you know, with her little broom. You don't see her tall, pointy hat, but she's hovering, isn't she?
And she is. I would
dang.
Agree.
She's scary. You know why I met her? And the thing is, I have second sight. I don't have to take ayahuasca or magic mushrooms or whatever. So I met her, and when I held her hand at Dakota Ridge High School back in 2000, when Bill came in with Marine One, I held her hand, and I looked, and I didn't see a 5'4", plain, blank-faced, kind of like, you know, pantsuit, and probably with ugly legs. See, that's why she wears pantsuits. I saw a 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian, and it recoiled, like, oh, my God! And she pulled her hand back like she touched a high-tension power line, and I realized it was like, Deagle! It should be fearful. It was. How's that?
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871.
So what you saw there was a little bit of what I call a guest implosion. I guess Dr. Greg was kind of giving me a little bit of shift before. He wouldn't kind of hand it over. Hey, I had this guy he mentioned to me about a month or so ago, who was an intel agent. He didn't hand him over to me. Now, of course, if he had talked to my show, he would have been bulletproof because he wouldn't have killed the bugger because he probably had to do something and was wanting to talk to somebody to come on my show. Like, I had an agent about 2 years ago came on. He was actually came to my home to repair my satellite dish. And we got talking. I said, your company's been out here so many times. And I said, I've only been working for the dish network, and for the satellite network for our home satellite. He said, oh, well, 3 months. I said, really? I said, well, I've been taking you guys for like 10 years. I said, so I already could put on a jacket and a sweater and work as one of your technicians. I said, you need to get up on my roof because they had bad weather. It moved the position of my satellite, so it's missing the satellite thing. He said, oh, I don't know. We're going to do a diagnostics first. I said, I've done the diagnostics already, okay? So after I did it, he said, well, how do you know so much, Deagle? I said, look, I have a background in every area of science. And I told him my Intel security clearance above top secret. He said, oh, my. He said, well, I work at CENTCOM. I said, you're kidding. So for the next 3 hours, he did a data dump about how he knew about the missile systems in North Korea and how CENTCOM was falling. This is like 5 years ago, okay? I said, you're kidding. We knew all this stuff. We're not doing a damn thing about it, that North Korea is growing missiles and can hit North America, not just Guam, but North America with long-range missiles, okay? And then, by the way, they got the missiles from Russia. These are made at Rosatom. Our intel agent, John W. Spring, by the way, maybe we can get him on. You have his number there. You might want to call him for a minute and bring him on. If not now, at the bottom of the third hour, we'll get John on because I tried to get Dr. Winkler, but I don't think he's going to show. What's going on here, you have to understand, is he did a data dump, and then I said, well, I think I want to bring on the show. So he came on the show, and he said, oh, this is no big deal. I'm going to go on the show. I said, do you want to have a pseudonym? And he said, no, I'll come on in my own name. I said, oh, my gosh. So I took his audio, and I converted to a video, and I got out there, and bam, obviously his boss is going to say, holy crap, you said all this stuff on air, and it's all over the YouTube and all over the blogosphere. And when I hear Dr. Ford, MD Ford, he didn't practice medicine, but he was an MI, or military intelligence agent. Actually, I've been in practice 50 years, okay? So you got to understand, I've done everything. Family, internal medicine, surgery, trauma, occupational medicine, toxicology, bioterrorism. I've done a whole lot, okay? I've been so many different places, you wouldn't believe it. It could have had like a dozen lifespans. And so when I told him this, he said, he started to freak out, and he went, I can't come back on, I can't come back on. said, why? I said, I'm fearful now. I said, your name's out there, buddy. And you're probably bulletproof now. I saved your life, to be honest with you. Right? So people need to understand, I got a little bit ticked there at the end when I was asking off air and then on air, just to get context. He keeps on boasting how NPR wants to talk to him. Like, that's good, you write a really good book, you cover, you're entertaining a lot of people, but does it change the worldview? Is it getting people literally to march and file legal things like pro-se litigant action? Is it getting people to demand that their politicians stop the shutdown? Does it demand that idiots like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and these people who are nepotistically involved with the Gates Foundation and the World Horrors Organization and the Communist Chinese and our intel agencies and all of the other agencies that are contributing to the scientific technical knowledge, it's not just the Communist Chinese, it's our agencies. National Institute of Allergy, Infectious Disease, National Institute of Health, the Fatal Drugs Lab people, FDA, the World Horrors Organization, the United Nations, these maniacs, all these people were directly collaborating. The Chinese couldn't have done this without our help, including a lab in the Netherlands that supplied information, or the animal lab in Australia that had the bat virus with HIV genes in it that combined with the gain of function and the reverse engineering of the S protein to attach to human cells. And people say, down here, idiots out there are not trained in either public health, epidemiology, or genetics, making all kinds of wrong statements. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to go through a list of them. One of the closest to the correct is Alex Jones. Alex is correct. This is way crazy to close the economy down. If you want to sequester and protect people, protect the people at high risk. But when I look at Mike Adams, he's nuts. I mean, yeah, it's 55 to 100 times more lethal. Yeah, it's, if you get the infection and you've got really crappy mitochondria and you're overweight and diabetic and other problems, yeah, you're going to get in trouble. But if they simply gave you things that are natural molecules like my nutrients, he doesn't have anything. He's got all kinds of garbage, okay? Mike Adams over at his thing. He's not a medical doctor or a trained physiologist or geneticist or anything. And I see lots of other people broadcasting, even doctors that are working in the ICU or working out there, or this radiologist is on Fox News. These people are blithering morons who don't understand immunotoxicology, infectious disease, pandemics or anything. They understand nothing. They don't understand electron transport chains and protection against free radical generation, or the F1 protein, or the electron transport chains to stop free radicals, like I'm going to go over after the show here today. It's disgusting. They need to shut up. And what I need people to do is to get in contact with Donald Trump and say, look, if you get 20 minutes with Deagle, he'll convince you that the evidence I can provide you can show you not only will my, if I get my Neutrodyne to every American, if I get every American to take Power C Plus and the Kirkland product, if I get every American to wear an eye visor and a mask, and I'm talking about social distancing, open up your stadiums again, have people buying hot dogs and so on, set up UV curtains with ultraviolet C light, have hand wands everywhere, have, you know, normal hygiene, completely hazmat, lock off all the senior homes. Nobody can visit a senior unless they go in a hazmat suit with the proper protection and UVC curtains and have HEPA filters and everything. Start giving these nutraceuticals to our seniors in certain nursing homes so their vitamin D, zinc levels to inhibit RNA polymerase and other nutraceuticals are present in their damn bodies. And guess what? They won't end up with dead mitochondria, vasculitis, clots, or we'll call it, they call it ARDS. These are freaking morons, except a few intensivists I've seen on video. They're not, okay? So I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the blather out there, and I turn on the news, I watch Fox, it's like disgusting. They're whining and whining about all the people dying. Look, you don't want people to die? Do something about it. You want people to live? Start using some real science, not garbage. Now, I can prove all these things with tests. People say, oh no, case tracking. You want to test everybody with testing? How useless is it if they test the IgM will stay up for 3 days, maybe 6 weeks, or 8 weeks from now, your initial antibody, and delayed one takes 2 to 4 months? How useful is it if a PCR test picks up other kinds of coronavirus, not COVID-19? So the real COVID-19 may be a fraction of your population, say, in America, but it might be a real high proportion, where half your garment workers in Italy are from communist China because they want a Chinese real cheap workers to work in these garment districts in Italy to say it was an Italian-made garment. People need to get life in the Belt and Road issues and the fact we let China infiltrate and invade with their Belt and Road program and their workers and not even bringing in their own materials to build things like railways and stuff. It's disgusting. And our Western nations and other nations around the world have put up with this. Why? Because they're gutless. Get some guts, people. Grow some cojones intellectually. Men and women, you can still grow cojones, women, by the way. And a lot of time, by the way, women are more brave than men because men will say, oh my God, I want to put myself in danger. Their testicles are pulling up in their inguinal canals when they think, well, I'm putting myself in danger. I said, if you don't go into the battle fully prepared and fully prepared to die, you're not going to live. How's that? So when I look at this, I'm looking at the news right now, and I got it up on here. Trump, the FBI tormented Flynn. Now, you need to give Flynn an immediate thing, but you also need to, Trump, put these bastards in prison that did this in the FBI. Why is don't we see a army of people walking, not like the long army we're trying to get into, say, Costco or whatever, a long army of orange-suited people heading off in their orange jumpsuits to prison? Okay? Why is Hillary Clinton still walking around and not in an orange jumpsuit in prison? Why are all the people in the Democratic Party, like Page and everybody else, why are they walking around and still getting salaries and so in parts of our agencies? This is the problem. The swamp has still got swamp monsters. And if these bastards succeed, now, right now I'm so frustrated, I don't even know if I want to vote. But, if I do vote, if I was going to vote, I'd vote for Trump. But Trump is screwing up, too, because he's letting these people around him run him into the ground. I think of election, I see these polls, and the polls I don't get too much trust in, but I have a feeling Americans are so dumbed down and stupid and aggravated by the media. They're going to vote against Trump for sock puppet president who's totally going to screw us, grab our guns, force vaccinate us, collapse the economy and put us in the matrix and kill a lot of us. And if they give us universal health care, they give you universal end-of-life care, too. So if you think I'm making this up, people, you're not paying attention. So take notice. What I did today to Greg Ford, any host that comes on my show and says stuff that doesn't show Dr. Deagle adequate levels of respect again, give me the damn number for NPR. You think they're so great? Oh, they already know about you. Well, guess what? They better know a lot more about me because, if we don't face the truth, our nation and our population of humans on Earth are going to die. And this is not a future thing. We're not like, oh, this is the... I don't even know if it's the start of the tribulation yet. Maybe it was just the birth pangs, but there's a lot of screaming in the delivery room, let me tell you. And if we don't stop this, after Labor Day, these bastards from my legal contacts, they're going to force vaccinate and chip us. And then it'll be a physical, hot, bloody revolution. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. All right?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
95 Mag, Nutrisilver Antipathogenic Spray, NutriDefense Viral Capsid Blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. Or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.